Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 22, starting in verse 31 and ending in verse 46. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Simon, Satan has asked to sift each of you like wheat. But I have pleaded in prayer for you, Simon, that your faith should not fail. So when you have repented and turned to me again, strengthen your brothers. Peter said, Lord, I am ready to go to prison with you, and even to die with you. But Jesus said, Peter, let me tell you something. Before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny three times that you even know me. Then Jesus asked them, when I sent you out to preach the good news and you did not have money, a traveler's bag, or an extra pair of sandals, did you need anything? No, they replied. But now, he said, take your money and a traveler's bag. And if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. For the time has come for this prophecy about me to be fulfilled. He was counted among the rebels. Yes, everything written about me by the prophets will come true. Look, Lord, they replied. We have two swords among us. That's enough, he said. Then, accompanied by the disciples, Jesus left the upstairs room and went as usual to the Mount of Olives. There he told them, pray that you will not give in to temptation. He walked away, about a stone's throw, and knelt down and prayed. Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine. Then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him. He prayed more fervently, and he was in such agony of spirit that his sweat fell to the ground like great drops of blood. At last he stood up again and returned to the disciples, only to find them asleep, exhausted from grief. Why are you sleeping? He asked them. Get up and pray, so that you will not give in to temptation. Once again, that was Luke chapter 22 verses 31 to 46 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. We are not as strong as we think we are. We need God's help to live God's will, especially when it is hard or involves suffering. Peter wanted to live God's will, and he promised to follow Jesus even to death. But he couldn't even stay awake while Jesus prayed. Jesus told him that he would fail so that Peter could see himself honestly and learn to rely on Christ's strength more than his own. Jesus told his disciples to pray for the strength not to give into temptation. Jesus himself prayed for that strength to live out God's will no matter what, even to suffering and death. May your will be done, not mine. This is one of the most important prayers a Christian can pray. Following Jesus means we strive to think and act his way, not our own. We pray for the strength to follow his will even when it is hard, even when it hurts. Suffering is part of following Jesus. Peter had to learn this lesson, and so do we. Don't just pray for God to give you what you need. Pray also for the wisdom to know his will and the strength to live it out. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Why did Jesus tell Peter he would fail? What has the Spirit revealed to you in your failures? Why is it important to pray? Your will be done, not mine. Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.